You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
10 years ago, when I first took over this seat or thereabouts, 10 or 9 years ago, if you were looking at December 13 corn with a range of 579.5 to 570, we would have called that a volatile day.
Would have been wild.
Not so much now.
Pretty quiet. Pretty quiet in today's terms of the volatility, the way it's increased. Also pretty high prices compared to 9 years ago, Dave.
All of that is very true, although at 577.75, producers probably not going to do much selling. They're looking for $6 or better, I bet.
Well, you'd be right, Dave, because very, very few people called up wanting to hedge any corn today. But it is right. And, of course, we've had to change a lot. Seed corn was also probably about a tenth the cost it is today,
well,
too.
So. Yeah, all the prices have really gone up, if you think about it.
They have. All except sponsoring at WILL.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for that. We should look at the choppiness of the market. I think in terms of the soybeans especially, it was a very rough day.
You know, we remember the funds are supposed to start the rebalancing act today.
Yeah, about 10 to 2 or something, the index funds?
Yeah, they were. They were supposed to start that today, and they do that on the close. And if we remember, they told us they were going to probably sell some beans and wheat on the close. The wheat didn't take it too hard, did close off its highs fairly well. But the beans did go into red territory, and that did happen in the last couple, 3 minutes. And we think that's part of the rebalancing act that happened there. The corn did keep green numbers on itself for today. We've struggled and puttered around, but we've been awfully hard sold on this. And the RSIs are very low, and we're having a hard time finding many people that really want to sell this market here, right here.
So do we then also account the soybean meal $2.10 increase to the rebalancing in the January, $2 in the March, given I think the rumor was they were going to actually buy some soybean meal from the index funds?
Well, that would be what was all over the news wires, Dave, and you beat me to the punch on talking about that, so we're going to just say that you're right and I agree.
So this is the kind of day it seems like we're going to have for the remainder of the week. I mean, heading into the reports, I think everybody's probably where they want to be, generally speaking, and nobody probably really wants to stick their neck out too far, given the 5 years in a row that we've all been surprised in the corn pit.
You know, if you looked at the options that go off Friday and the close, the weekly options, it was going to take about 25 cents to buy an at-the-money call and at-the-money put.
Mm.
So basically, they're saying that if on the looking at things, that we're thinking it's going to move at least 15 to 25 cents on Friday because of the numbers the government's going to throw at us. Those expire at the close on Friday.
Right. And technically, if you look at the charts, a quarter move in the beans does make some sense.
As we look at the charts and we look at things like that, we could have some moves here. I mean, there is no doubt. We're looking very optimistically at what's in South America right now. The production levels have seemed to be in pretty good shape as far as the moisture accumulating and what's forecast. We're on the very dry side, but we're forecasting some awfully big acreage planted for the corn and beans coming into the next year. And, our exports just haven't been stellar as of the last 2 to 3 weeks.
You mentioned South America, and we talked a little bit about that this morning, and I had some time to think about. I was saying 83 million metric tons of soybeans on the Wisely report for Brazil, and you were more in the 82 camp. 81 is where USDA is right now, and I started fishing around, and believe it or not, there are folk out there saying 85.
There are, and there you can find somebody at the far end of a lot of things. We're thinking that the government's going to stay in reason. We're not necessarily saying that 83 or 4 might be a wrong number. We just don't look for the government to pop up.
To push it all in one report.
I mean, that was what we were talking about, not talking about what might actually be there.
So, You're left at the end of the day thinking huge crop coming on. You're left at the end of the day thinking Brazil and Argentina, more Argentina, Argentina record soy corn crop perhaps coming on. You're thinking maybe the corn crop will be a little bit bigger here in the U.S. than you think. Maybe if it's a little bit smaller, prices go on the increase. Exports, who are already in the tank, go further in the tank. So rationing is being done on the export side already. I mean, there's probably enough corn maybe to get us through. You might have to move it around a little bit to get it to the geographical spots where it's needed, but there's enough supply altogether to get us through. I don't know. It just seems like if you are in the bear camp, you're probably more smiling today.
Well, I think that everything that has been done to bulls over the last 3 weeks, the talk on most of the news wires is all to, ooh, we maybe missed selling our first 20% of the new crop corn because of where we're at and what we're projecting out here. If you remember well, this is how we felt a year ago. We felt, I mean, even through planting when we got the corn in the ground. We're drier this year to start with in the U.S. The basis levels are at historic levels for this time of year in corn and beans for the U.S. farmer. And the bins are more empty than ever, especially in the Midwest over here. I know very, very little corn still in bins. You know, our ethanol plants, one of them's running, one of them's not over here. You know, it sounds like Linden's ethanol plant up there, Valero, might not even start back in until possibly July or August. So, you know, a lot of difference out here. But cash basis, very good. The cash fundamentals seem very tight for the U.S. farmer. And the world outlook looks just a little bit not quite as rosy.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.